You're listening to a podcast made by University College of Teacher Education, Vienna. Symposium, Transition Inclusion Research, June 9th, 2015. Listen to Philipp Mitnick, The Transition of Teaching National Socialism and Holocaust from a Basic Level at Primary Schools to an Elaborated Level in the Lower Secondary.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to present a little part of my research result at this conference. You can see the title of my talk is The Transition of Teaching the Holocaust from Elementary Schools to the Lower Secondary, and I will focus here on the didactic transition of teaching the Holocaust. To begin with, I will present some central questions for my talk focusing on Holocaust education. What age is appropriate to start to talk with students about the Holocaust? Is it necessary to start already at the age of 8 to 10 years to start to talk about this topic? Which priorities should be set in the different types of schools, elementary schools and lower secondary? Are the different perspectives on the Holocaust in the United States compared to Austria or Germany? And should American children learn as much about the Holocaust as Austrian children, because we are a nation of perpetrators? Is it necessary to talk with 9 to 10 year old students in elementary schools about World War II and the Nazi system? Do they already know anything of this particular part of Austrian history? The simple answer is yes. The following slide presents results of a survey I arranged last year in Viennese elementary schools. It shows non-reflective notions of our students about National Socialism. The students recognize Adolf Hitler as evil. Some of them also know about the mass murder on European Jews, concentration camps, and resistance movements. It's probably not very good to read, but you can see it maybe afterwards in the presentation. Dagmar Richter, an expert in this area from the University of Braunschweig in Germany, is convinced that elementary schools have to talk with their students about the topic to prevent potential fears. But what are the concerns of teachers and researchers? Maybe this topic, teaching the Holocaust, is too challenging for little children. It's the danger of trivialization. So is it possible to trivialize this topic so much that it's understandable for the kids? And the simple question, is it too early for children in the elementary schools? And now the central question is, in which manner should we confront students at that sensitive age? That's for sure the wrong way. As you can see here, this pics on the slide. These pictures are all taken from books from elementary schools, as also from lower secondary school and textbooks. We should not confront students with the pictures of genocide and mass murder. Kids who live in Vienna, Munich, Berlin, or Hamburg are confronted with the NS history on a daily basis. Here you can see some monuments in Vienna. In each district, you can find these monuments, so it's a pedagogical duty to talk with students about this part of history, also when they are still very young. It's not mandatory to teach the history of the Holocaust in Austrian elementary schools. In an empirical study, which I will publish at the end of 2015, I analyzed all Austrian elementary school textbooks. In all of them, the topic is mentioned, but in none of them, it's seriously treated. So how can we teach this topic in an appropriate way and age appropriateness? On the next slide, you can see a few arguments in favor or against teaching about the topic National Socialism in elementary schools. These are the results of a debate between Gertrud Beck and Heinrich Heil in the year of 2004. You can see different arguments. Is it too early? One of the main arguments is, if you start in the lower secondary, It's too late because of external influences. So you have to talk about, you have to talk with the kids about this topic. Heil says, students may be overtaxed and even traumatized, so this danger exists, that's true. But as you can see downwards, frequently the students' prior knowledge about the topic is flawed, and the work for the teacher is to fix that and not to exist some fears. The argument against it, since children may not have any prior knowledge about the topic, it's not necessary to talk about it in order to protect the children. As already mentioned, it's common not to speak about the Holocaust education in Austria, Germany, and Switzerland, but instead we speak of the history of the National Socialism. In 1943, Austria received the Treaty of Moscow, in which you can find the wording that Austria was the first victim of Nazi Germany. In the same treaty, you can also find the passage that Austrians were also perpetrators and that a new Austria after 1945 has to judge about these persons after the end of World War II. But the denazification was not executed seriously in Austria at all. In the same era, our history textbooks told generations of Austria that a huge number of Austrians had joined the resistance. But that's not the truth. Because of this and many other reasons, there were no discussions about what we have to teach, what we have to achieve in schools with regard to National Socialism. In the German-speaking scientific communities, the guidelines of teaching the Holocaust of the US Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., or the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance are not accepted. You can see why we don't want to use the term Holocaust education, because it's a denial of other victim groups like Roma and Sinti or homosexuals. It's a very much simplified representation of National Socialism, so a lot of people were unemployed, and that's the reason why they elected Adolf Hitler. But why the peoples in Spain or in Greece don't elect a similar Hitler? They also have a very much high rate on unemployment. We have the personification of sorrow. Students have to learn a lot about tragical biographies, when the person is born, when it's died, and what he did. And it's a very high mystification and glorification of heroes like Anne Frank or Oskar Schindler. However, there is also no alternative in Austria and Germany. Which contents should be taught in Austrian and German schools? How should we react in aspects of inclusion with teaching the Holocaust in multi-ethnic classes? How should we react on the rising anti-Semitic tendencies in Austrian schools? So far, nobody provided a viable concept, because many historians would argue that it's not possible to say what's important for school education. In the American conceptualization of Holocaust education, there are three dominating methodological principles. First, students have to learn about the cruelties of the Nazis to fight against contemporary racism and anti-Semitism. Second, students should know about the significance of human rights in the context of the Holocaust. It's very popular in American articles, the correlation between the learning about human rights and the learning about the Holocaust and the mass murder. And last, learning about the Holocaust must have a value for the student's life. And that's a big difference to our side, because if you live in Austria and Germany, it's your duty that you know anything, a fundamental knowledge about the Holocaust and the National Socialism. Deckard Peasman, a German researcher, defined the Americanization of the Holocaust because of these three reasons. It's the correlation between the Nazi cruelties and the general moral education. It's very hard to talk about a moral education because the students in contemporary times are not guilty for these cruelties. It's focused on the teaching of values and tolerance without mentioning the aspects of genocide. And it should be a prevention against anti-Semitic and extreme right-wing tendencies in society. But as you can see in the next slide, there are also historians who decline this approach. Given the importance of the topics Holocaust and National Socialism for our society, it's imperative that they be taught at schools. However, they don't have to be taught in association with other topics such as human rights or others. Students have to learn about it because it's a moral duty for Austrians, as I already said, and Germans to have a fundamental knowledge about their past. In the Austrian history curriculum, you have to teach students about the Holocaust at the age of 13 and 14. The contents of the curriculum for each subject is compulsory. It is the same nationwide, and that's a big difference to the curricula in the United States or Germany, for example. But all history teachers of the lower secondary from the age from 10 to 14 have to teach about the National Socialism. Here you can see the mandatory aspects of Austria's history curriculum in the lower secondary. These aspects must be taught by Austrian history teachers, like the National Socialism as an example of a totalitarian regime, ideology, propaganda, mobilization of the youth, persecution, organized mass murder, and resistance. Remembrance of the Jewish life before and after the Holocaust. That's a very important point that the students also learn about the Jewish life before World War II and before the Holocaust. The war and after the war about commemorative cultures. In the United States, there is, as you know better than me, no uniform nationwide curriculum. Similar to Germany, for example. So there are states like New Jersey, as you can see on the slide, where the topic is compulsory, but in others, you are not forced to address it. You can see here in the curriculum from New Jersey, every board of education shall include instruction on the Holocaust and genocides in an appropriate place in the curriculum of all elementary and secondary students. In reality, the textbooks for students are the most important materials in history lessons. Especially in Austria, textbooks are very important for teaching because every student gets their own textbook for each subject and for each year. These costs are paid by the state. The textbooks are approved by the Ministry of Education before it's possible to sell them to the schools. These approbation committees claim that central issues of National Socialism have to be part of these textbooks. But nobody has ever defined any criteria as to what is important and what can be neglected. So these committees operate without any scientific support regarding these central questions. One of them is the content resistance. The high importance of the textbooks, you can see at the slide. Lessig said in 2010, the textbooks are constructions of history and designers of public knowledge. In most Austrian textbooks until 1990, the resistance was covered on more pages than the genocide. So students had the impression that the resistance against fascism was as important as the cruelties of the Nazi regime. In fact, very few people were active in the Austrian resistance, but hundreds of thousands were perpetrators. That's an example of how these committees influenced the historical awareness of societies, of Austrian society. And now I want to present you two examples. You can maybe read the English text. The failure of Stauffenberg's attempted assassination on Hitler also meant for our country that the Austrian suffering had not come to an end. Austria started this war with Germany, and there were suffering in Austria, that's true, but why we don't talk about the cruelty acts? Another example. The name Austria didn't exist anymore. The mineral resources were exploited. Arm industry was built. The young men have to fight on all fronts for Hitler. If someone declined the military draft or was engaged in the resistance movement, he had the risk to get killed with death penalty. Especially hard persecution were subjected to the Austrian Jews. So the risk for the Austrians in the resistance movement, it's probably much higher than for Austrian Jews if you read this text, and that's definitely not true. The Austrians' way to respond to the Nazi genocide was to create a victim myth. The Germans were guilty, and we had no other chance to follow them. On this slide, you can see an example of that. I read it already. From my generation onwards, Austrians learned that we are a society of victims and there are no reasons to take a different view in history. To underline this, I want to present the results of a survey which was conducted in 2014. The question was, should we still talk in Austria about the cruelties of the Holocaust at all? And 50% of the higher educated Austrians said no. We don't want to talk about the Second World War and the Holocaust at all. On the question if Austrians would prefer a strong leader, a Führer, who has not to take consideration on the national parliament, 29% say yes. So we still have a problem in Austria with the exceptions of the democracy. At the end, I want to present some conclusions. How to teach this topic, Holocaust and the National Socialism, at the elementary level? You should present it in individual cases. You should focus on the rising anti-Semitism. You should present Austrians as perpetrators, not only as victims. You have to talk about students in that age, about the contemporary significance for Austrian society. You have to talk with students about the importance of democracy and for the Austrians, democracy. And you have to talk, for sure, about children's rights and human rights. What's now important for transition from the elementary level to a secondary level? You have to create empathy, but you have not to create fear. Students should not have fear from the cruelties of the Nazi crimes. You have, and that's probably the most important point, you have to create interest on this time. And you have to highlight the importance for Austrian society that this part of history still exists in our minds. At the lower secondary level, you have to build on the students' prior knowledge. So if they learned anything about this topic in the elementary schools, you can build the bridges to the students' prior knowledge. Each teacher should focus on 8 to 10 aspects of the NS regime in their lessons. If you try to teach all aspects of National Socialism, it's not possible, so you have to make this few smaller. You have to allocate sufficient time. So it's not possible to teach about the National Socialism in 3 or 4 hours or lessons. Attempt to explain why the Austrians predominantly supported the Nazis. Don't shock the students with pictures of mass murder and refrain from a moralization. And create, very important for competence-oriented history, create connections to contemporary historical questions. Thank you for your attention.